This is Reverend Kingfish, anointed and appointed, sanctified and consecrated performer of blues, stomps, and novelty tunes designed for the discriminating listener.
Didn't do me much good. The nuns that I had, they said I was bad. I didn't do what I should.
Well, I lived in upstate New York all my life, and most of my life. My parents moved around quite a bit. And then I left to conquer the world, and the world conquered me. And here I am back about 45 years later to rediscover Rochester. When I was about 13, 14 years old, I had a hand-me-down guitar from my brother, and I got a chord book and just, you know, sat on the front porch and, you know, learned every chord I possibly could. Didn't know how to put them together to make a song, but I figured if I knew the chords, I'd figure it out at some point. I'm primarily concerned with playing good music with good musicians and also performing songs that are meaningful to me. I play mostly original music, and the stuff that I write is very personal and sometimes a little bit on the edge, so you need the right kind of audience to appreciate that.
'Cause I've been living in sin. Well, come what may, I'll make it some way. But I won't be alone.
Well, most of my music has to do with the deep, dark side of human nature, the side that most people try to hide. We all wear masks, and I try to get behind that mask and tap into the kind of primal feelings that people carry around inside of them, sometimes the anger, the lust, all of the things that are considered bad but are part of human nature. And you name the seven deadly sins, and that's mostly what I write about. Maybe I'm just tapped into the most evil parts of the human heart, that it just, you know, flows. I mean, Rochester is kind of an open-minded place. As conservative as it is in some respects, you look around at how Pride Week is celebrated here, and you can see that Rochester has a very strong, accepting community. And I find that there are people who come to the Spirit Room and hear me specifically because of the kind of subject material I deal with. And then there will always be those who, you know, are against that. And, you know, there are places in this country right now that are very much at war with progressivism and against anything that might be considered naughty or lewd. But, I mean, that's what I celebrate, and the people I find like it get it. Some people don't, and, you know, that's okay. Repression is like the fertilizer in the soil of, you know, sin. You know, you repress, and it just makes the roots stronger, and the shoots come up faster. And if you don't repress and you express it, then you can deal with it. But, you know, we've always had a repressive society, and in some ways we seem to be heading back in that direction, at least in certain parts of the country. I don't know if it's true everywhere, but that has to be fought.
We don't live in fear. Our conscience is clear. Our love is out to win. And if you are kindly and want to find me, well, I be living in sin.